3. The Leap. I stood on Paul's porch at the edge of Pacific Heights, listening to the rain and the foghorn, willing him to answer the doorbell quickly. He did. Though in his late 30s, he had a baby face, smooth pink cheeks framing emerald green eyes. His rumpled shorts and t-shirt hung over thick bone and muscle. He drew me into a hug. I lay my head on his shoulder, hiding beneath the humid tangle of my hair. "Kiss me," he ordered. And though lusty commands were half the reason I was there, I was too shy to instantly obey. Instead, I took off my raincoat and walked to his couch, where he'd opened a bottle of Cabernet. We took a sip, and as soon as I put the glass back down on the coffee table, he was on me. His kisses were lingering and firm. His hands, one against the small of my back, the other on my collarbone, then the tie of my halter top, then my breast, emitted a slow, insistent pressure, to which I simply yielded. The entire time, he whispered steadily into my ear, "I want to fuck you from behind, then turn you over and suck on your tits until you come. When I fuck you, will you keep your dress on?" "Yes." "Will you keep these boots on while I bend you over?" "Yes." He leaned back and unzipped his pants, taking out his penis. "Do you like it?" "Yes." "Will you suck it?" "Yes." He stuck his finger in my mouth and I sucked that instead. "When you suck it, can I come in your mouth?" I nodded yes. "Will you swallow?" I looked him in the eye and nodded more slowly. I was drunk on dopamine, ecstatic. It was more than just his touch. It was all the pent-up words I'd craved for years. Words my husband didn't say, that I couldn't make myself say to him. He took his finger from my mouth and put it between my legs, pushing it high up into me against the front wall. I arched back and my eyes watered. Reflexively, I gasped. "Stop, Paul, stop." But what I meant was that if this didn't stop, I would go skidding.